Welcome to Israel 18 News at 9 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a calm, warm evening across the region. Clear skies are settling over Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, while Haifa enjoys a gentle breeze. Perfect weather for a night stroll. Here are today's headlines. First, Prime Minister Netanyahu affirms Israel's freedom to counter threats, stating action in Lebanon aligns with U.S. agreements. That's according to Walla from earlier today. Also, chaos continues in the education system in the north. Parents express confusion as classes proceed amid sirens and insufficient protection. Israel Hayom reported this earlier this hour. Also this hour, Lebanese President Joseph Aoun calls negotiations with Israel a step towards ending war, accusing Hezbollah of treason. This is from the Jerusalem Post's recent coverage. Separately, Netanyahu stresses that the IDF's operations against Hezbollah are ongoing. I-24 News provided this update in the past hour. And finally, an Israeli military chief condemns soldiers for looting in Lebanon. This report comes from I-24 News_EN. Here's what people are saying online. Jewish Warrior, a commentator, highlighted that Lebanon hasn't acted against Hezbollah since the ceasefire, citing Israeli sources from just minutes ago. I-24 News_EN shared insights from Israeli officials. They noted expanded strikes on Hezbollah fall under an agreement with the White House. Ziad Asali, a Middle East analyst, condemned the looting by Israeli soldiers in Lebanon, writing just over 10 minutes ago. Now for more on those stories. Starting with Prime Minister Netanyahu's statement at the IDF Senior Command Conference, he emphasized Israel's proactive stance against threats, particularly from Lebanon, in coordination with the U.S. This reflects ongoing concerns about regional stability, as reported by Walla. Turning to the situation in northern Israel, the education system remains in disarray, with parents and local leaders voicing fears over safety measures during sirens. Israel Hayom highlights the gap between official guidelines and the reality on the ground. This raises questions about preparedness and protection for students. Meanwhile, President Aoun of Lebanon made a significant statement by deeming negotiations with Israel not treasonous. His comments, reported by the Jerusalem Post, challenge Hezbollah's stance and stress the importance of diplomacy to end conflict. This could impact Lebanon's internal political dynamics on the economic front. First, the shekel's strength against the British sterling is notable, with rates approaching their lowest since 2022. Globes highlighted this earlier today. Separately, despite high oil prices, analysts remain optimistic about market momentum. Israel Hayom Business reports that Intel's positive performance in the AI sector is a contributing factor. And finally, Omri Hay takes on a new role as CTO of Enso. CTEC detailed his previous experience as co-founder and CTO of NV0, where he led significant developments. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 10:00 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.